As swine flu spreads, hospitals are putting plans in place to cope with a crush of patients, many of them children. Some U.S. hospitals are setting up screening centers in outdoor tents. Dr. Pat Crocker evaluates sick children at a Texas hospital.
In some cases, it'll be possible for the patient to be seen, registered, see the physician, discharged, right from the tents and never even have to come into the hospital.
The practice also helps protect other patients and hospital staff from exposure to H1N1 swine flu.
Of the patients who come in with flu symptoms, almost 70% are testing positive for influenza A, and right now that means H1N1.
The symptoms for the swine flu are the same for seasonal flu: cough, sore throat, and fever. Tiasha Brown suspects her daughter has the virus.
My child has been having 101 plus fever, runny nose, flu-like symptoms because she has came in contact with someone who does have the swine flu.
Dan Rutz, a spokesman for the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, says this is where H1N1 and the seasonal flu viruses differ.
In the case of a pandemic strain, the population for the most part has no protection at all because the immune system has never been exposed to that insult before.
However, health officials have noted that older people might have some immunity because they were exposed to a similar virus in the 1950s. Most cases of H1N1 are mild, but the virus can be deadly for some patients. Those with chronic disease and pregnant women are the most vulnerable.
I mean, I'm pregnant too. And if my child has a swine flu, I would really like to know.
A vaccine is the best way to prevent the flu, but there will only be enough H1N1 vaccine to inoculate 1/6 of the world's population. Health officials are counting on the public to keep the pandemic under control. They've been stressing sanitation.
Clean it off so that we can have snack today.
And keeping fingers away from your nose, eyes, or mouth. Coughing into your elbow and frequent hand washing. The World Health Organization recommends that next year's seasonal flu vaccine also protect against the swine flu. Carol Pearson, VOA News.